have to. I will do those as soon as it comes through and lets me. Here we go. Beautiful. All right, boys. Big news to start with. Any Given Sunday is proud to be supported by one of Australia's fastest growing men's grooming brand, Nutcare. Proudly Australian, Nutcare is taking down under grooming to the modern day man. Recently voted number one in three households and one studio, but by Men's Healthcare magazine with Bare Nuts Pubic Hair Removal Cream. Nutcare is revolutionising male grooming. Try to say that a couple of times. It's bloody hard. Boys, as proud supporters of Any Given Sunday, Nutcare is offering our listeners 10% off their first orders. Simply use promo code Any Given Sunday, all one word, at the checkout, and the discount will be applied. Nutcare, essential grooming for men. Wow. Wow.
Look at us go. Hey,
oh, no.
Who thought we'd never get sponsored?
Who knew?
You sound like a professional.
Brown 45! Brown 45! Hot!
You are listening to Any Given Sunday Australia.
Yes, hello and welcome to the Any Given Sunday Australia podcast. Like I said, the number one podcast in at least three households and one studio. Happy St. Paddy Day to all of our Irish fans out there. And also, welcome to a brand new NFL year. Started as of yesterday, brand new NFL year. Joining us, as always, down in his creepy dark basement, down in Torquay, TC24. How are you, big dog?
I'm good, brother. I appreciate that you keep giving away my location every single week. That's great.
Well, there's a big place, Torquay, so they won't know exactly where you are. And there's more and more people getting there, so I think you'll be all right.
Got a brand new set of shiny nuts too, so ooh.
Yeah, really, real shiny. But the big news, the huge news, he's back from Daniel Leave, our work experience kid turned pro. He's come back from Japan. He's very tan for some reason. Danny Webb, AGSAU, how are you, mate?
Konnichiwa, sorobashi, bunkai, taika, oshimasta, arigato gozaimasu.
Hey!
Can you elaborate what that actually what you said?
I said hello. I'm glad to be back from my cultural experience that you sent me on the little PR mission, and thank you very much for having me back.
Yeah, gross. I completely paid for by Any Given Sunday, obviously.
Yeah, that's what all PR. Yeah,
he was going over and spreading the gospel. So
he was. And there is a photo.
Only right of him. Still.
Yeah, but you've come back. You're feeling fresh. You're feeling good.
Good to go, man. Good to go.
I'm not sure why that photo hasn't hit the socials yet either. That's a cracking photo. I'm not sure where you were, downtown Tokyo or wherever that was, but
The dark streets of Tokyo, which could be anything but dark. The bright lights.
Quarter of Tokyo. But yeah, I think that one's got to surface on the socials at some point.
It will. Don't you worry. I've got it hidden in my back pocket for a special occasion. I don't know what the special occasion is, but it'll be there. We have an absolutely, like I said, it's the start of a brand new NFL season, and it has been an incredible start to the season. It has been one of the bigger, I guess, trade weeks, or what did you call it last week? Murder week or something, Cass?
Massacre week or something?
Massacre week. It's been enormous. Like the cuts, the trades, we put it up on our socials. We're going to do our best to be across a few of them that we've decided are the bigger ones, but there is just so much to cover that simply cannot cover them all in one session.
No, there's so much going on. Even like that little weird period where free agency technically hadn't started, but teams were trying to get under the cap before the new league year started, and there was like so much movement. It was like, oh boy, like we're going to have a lot to do on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Twitter was sounding like those machines that they gamble with in Tokyo. It goes ding, 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 ding. Because it was just like someone's getting signed, someone's getting traded, someone's doing this. It was just like nonstop.
Niche reference. Brendo would have loved that.
Yeah. Big shout out to Brendo.
Love that we're 5 minutes in. Has he? Welcome, Brendo.
And also, Cecilia said, I need some now, Wayno, when you were doing the nut care ad. So.
Oh, no.
Let's not talk about it. I was having a little giggle when you were doing the intro, but yeah.
Yeah, it's grass. Grass. I do love that we're 5 minutes in and you're already referencing Japan. That's beautiful.
Hey, man, that's who does. It's the most, like, the biggest thing that's happened to me in the past 2 weeks, apart from obviously all the NFL news.
It looked like a big 2 weeks for you, though. You crammed a lot in.
Oh, mate, it was just nonstop. We like went from a couple of different places. We did like Tokyo, Kyoto, Osaka, then Hakuba. And then every single day it was like early mornings, temples, walking, more temples, and then like, you know, eat a couple of drinks in the evening and then push the restart button, go all at it again the next day.
Down early to bedtime.
Down to bedtime. Business brass tacks, though. What's the NFL market like? And have you been spreading the gospel of Any Given Sunday in Japan?
Well, as it was a PR trip, of course I was spreading the gospel.
It was a work trip.
Yeah, the t-shirt never came off.
Oh boy.
It's very smelly now.
I did actually see Brendo rocking the t-shirt too. Hopefully it was a different one, not the same shirt.
Yeah, no, we don't share clothes. We share a lot of things, but we don't share clothes. yeah, so the NFL market's actually huge down there, especially, I think, more towards the vintage clothes style of things. More than the actual watching the game themselves. But there was a few, the big baseball fans.
Okay.
Got a huge baseball league.
Yeah.
So anything American sports based, I still feel like they dabble.
They get a bit of crossover. Yeah. Like,
yeah, they get a little bit of crossover.
Casual, more casual NFL fans because of that, you reckon?
Yeah, for sure.
Beautiful. Now, it is, we are back live. I should mention that we are live on the YouTube Any Given Sunday Australia podcast. So shout out to those who we've already mentioned that they're on there. Brendo, mum, dad, appreciate it. Let's keep the nut care talk to a minimum between you two, please. But as we started before Daniel leave on a Friday night, we have our... Some of us have stuffed it up, but just a nice little Friday drink. And Cardi, you're the one who's really driven this, so I'll let you get around it.
Well, this is on me tonight. I thought I'll choose tonight's little beverage, so I've got a little cooler down next to me.
Yeah.
Tonight we're all three of us, because as we often do a lot of planning and a lot of work goes in behind the scenes before the show, we're all on the same page. So tonight we're all having a Pirate Life. It's a strawberry and watermelon crush.
Yep.
And yeah. T-Mac the idiot somehow misread the messages and he's gone rogue. So Danny and I'll be doing the review for you tonight. But so an interesting one that Danny pointed out, it actually doesn't say anywhere that it's a beer. It just says brewed alcoholic beverage.
Nice.
It smells like
beer. So for me, I found mine in the craft beer section at my bottle shop, but yours was in the ginger beer and cider section.
Cider section, yeah.
T-Mac's not sure where it is at his bottle, though.
I obviously didn't find it, so.
Yeah, we thought we'd try something a little different tonight. And
taste test. What are you going to go with? Out of 10 or out of 5?
Ooh.
Out of 12?
Out of 12. Just... Yeah, why not?
No, let's keep it simple. We'll go out of 5. Keep the reviews out of 5. I think initial reactions for me, Danny boy, I'm not sure about you, but I'm pretty happy with that.
It kind of tastes like a half beer, half seltzer. It's like a little
It's a nice little in between. Obviously, like, you get that fruity hit. And I think a few of these, like four, they come in a little 4-pack. So 4 might be a good number. I don't know if I'd do any more than 4.
What kind of percentages are we working with?
4.6. So it's around your standard beer. I'm sitting at probably a 4.1 out of 5, I reckon.
Ooh, we're getting into the points. I like it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna drop a little bit lower than that. I'm gonna drop a 3.75.
Yep.
Just I'm not 100% sure on the little aftertaste. It's nice. I enjoy the fruity first taste, but the aftertaste it's got me stumped. I can't tell like what's it meant to end as.
I reckon,
is it meant to end as a beer? Is it meant to end as a seltzer?
I'm getting.
Or is it just meant to be an alcoholic beverage?
Well, I'm getting strawberry come through first, and I think I'm getting watermelon on the aftertaste. That might be maybe what's throwing you, but it's good. It's fruity, like definitely like a warm weather, like Sunday session type setup. Like, that's what I'm thinking in my head. But no, that's pretty good.
Hey, we all know one person that's going to hate it, though, and that's AJ Brown. Apparently doesn't like watermelons.
He's never tasted an Australian watermelon. There's his problem.
You were good enough to offer him up to try some Australian watermelon. If he'd come on the potty, we were going to hook him up.
Yeah, just do a little watermelon review with AJ Brown.
We're just waiting.
Stay tuned.
Hey, watch this space. We're waiting for his reply.
Social media. One of the comments was that a yellow watermelon. Have you been around the yellows? What's this?
Have not
partaked in a yellow watermelon.
No, I don't know if it was meant to be you know, a bit facetious.
There's genuine watermelon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not as facetious as I was thinking.
It's the Pirate Life Strawberry and Watermelon Crush for those in the chat that are asking. There you go, Pirate Life. So I found it in the craft beer section at My Bottle Shop. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Your logo. Nice. We're gonna need these alcoholic beverages, not beers, for what we have to talk about tonight. Because especially myself.
Some of us will.
Yeah. I got a few whiskeys out the back. It is St. Paddy's Day, so I've gone for an Irish whiskey, just primed, ready to go. Proper 12. I don't know if you've heard of it, but we do have to discuss.
I'm trying to justify you, fuck up. You fuck up.
Yeah, I'm actually not going to drink it because it's too good for me to drink. A few big trades. So the first one that we're going to go deep diving into is the future. It hasn't actually happened yet, the Aaron Rodgers trade. And then we're going to pick three trades each that we've all either found interesting or that we want to deep dive into a bit more. So I'll let you boys start with the Aaron Rodgers trade.
That'll just
trade.
Be like a bit of a round discussion, yeah? Like we'll just sort of...
Absolutely, yeah. We're just going to talk our own little dribble. But cool. I'm really... It's still too fresh, the wound for me. So do you boys want to kick off the Aaron Rodgers chat?
What's happened? I haven't heard anything. Has there been movement or...
No, actually, no, there hasn't been.
Is he still in the dark?
He could have been. Him and Johnny Feener have just come out together, I believe.
No, yeah, Johnny was keen, wasn't he? Nah. For anyone, obviously, that's been hiding under a rock and doesn't know, Aaron Rodgers jumped on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, so Wednesday American time, and just sort of laid it all out. He went into a bit of the history of it all. He did say he was keen to stay a Packer and retire a Packer, but... it was almost literally when he went into the dark and came out, things changed. A few, like all the communication up to that point was, yeah, we'll have you back. You know, you're going to be our quarterback. And then come out of the dark, got back to his phone after not having the phone for the 4 days. And it sounded like the emails and things, the communication from the front office, it had changed. And he was no longer their man. It was going to be the era of, is it Jordan Love?
Jordan Love, yeah. Jordan Love, yeah. The Love Boat.
It's going to be the summer of love or the what is it, the decade of love or the what was the 60s or the 70s anyway, the Jordan Love era is coming about at Green Bay. So deal hasn't been done yet, but he stated his intentions that once that happened, he wants to play for the Jets.
He wanted to keep playing, and it's for the Jets that he wants to play for.
And those rabid Jets fans would be so happy.
Hey, they need something. They needed this.
Yeah.
Well, let me get off my back. No, I think Aaron Rodgers was saying that he was 90% sure that he was going to retire before he stepped into the darkness. And obviously having those days to contemplate, I think he said that one of the days that he completely contemplating, I'm going to retire. And then the second day he completely contemplated, no, I'm going to play and I'm going to play for the Packers. And then it's like eventually got when he did come out and the whole narrative had changed. I think a lot of players were also hitting him up being like, Green Bay, like they're going to move on from you. So, and then I think that also pushed him into, the hands of the Jets. They had that massive 10-hour meeting at his house where like the GM and coach and stuff went to his house. So I think whatever they sold him on was enough to get him to come back. And now he's got a fire lit in his belly, I reckon, because of the way he's very thankful. He's very thankful for his time at Green Bay, but for the way that this has all kind of ended, he is definitely looking hungry.
He's, like, in my opinion, he's come out of this absolutely squeaky clean. Like, he is shining, glowing. He doesn't look like the bad guy. He's like, the way that he's framed it, which, you've got to take him on his word. It wasn't his decision. Like you said, he was either going to retire or if he was going to play, it was for the Packers. And then for whatever reason, they've decided to go down the Jordan Love path. So it's almost like the decision was taken out of his hand. Fire's lit in his belly. He's like, all right, well, I'm going to show you guys, like, I still got it. Like, I'm going to go play for the Jets. Like, the Jets obviously sold him on a pretty good, pretty good deal or, whatever.
And that's the thing with the Jets as well. Like they've had a dominant defense. The defense has never really been their issue. And now, which I'm sure we're going to get into, like they've got Aaron Rodgers. They took Lazard from you as well. Sorry, T-Mac.
Yeah, what a gross time for that to show.
So they're putting some pieces like in the offense, and I don't think they're done yet either. Well,
no.
And then
was it offensive and defensive rookie of the year?
Yep. Yeah, Sauce got it as well.
Yeah, mate.
So young players are up and coming. The Jets are hungry. It's going to be a
scary prospect.
Aaron Rodgers is hungry. That is going to be a scary team to face. I know that AFC East. Is absolutely loaded anyway. Like, because you're still not going to be an easy, you know, easy way about. But like, the Jets are going to be a scary opponent to face. That's for sure.
Yeah. Now, Carts, I think the only one out of the three of us that was born in the 60s was you. So we definitely can't comment on whether it was the decade or the summer of 60s or love or whatever.
Yeah, very good.
But, you're right. And he made reference in that Pat McAfee interview that he kind of felt all year that it was kind of heading this way. That, you know, if he didn't win back-to-back MVPs, that this conversation would have happened a lot earlier.
Well, I think the whole like signing of Love, like the trading up in the trade, trading up in that draft to get Love, like when they could have got him another weapon to actually compete for a Super Bowl, he was already like one foot out the door then in the Packers, in the Green Bay organization's mind, I believe anyway.
Yeah, you're right. He referenced that a couple of times that, when they went that path and traded up and picked him, that, he's like, all right. Shit, am I done? Like, and then back to back MVP, COVID MVPs. It's almost like if he didn't win MVP, was he gone? Like,
If they went 8-8, there'd be conversations, wouldn't there?
Yeah. So like, I don't know. Maybe he's been mentally preparing for this for a little bit, and just the way that it went about. Maybe he was, like you said, he was probably leaning down the path of retirement, finish as a Packer, all that sort of good stuff. But just the way that it happened, he's like, no, fuck you,
How can a four-time MVP and a Super Bowl winner have a chip on his shoulder?
His chip is
huge. To be able to do that, like, whew.
But that's what the greats all over the world in any sport, like, they create drama in their own head. It's like a mentality thing, and he's definitely got that, and he has a huge chip on his shoulder, and I can't wait to see the first game. I can't wait to see him shoot up for the Jets.
The good thing is the Packers don't have to play him. For us, anyway, I think. Fuck, that'd be hard to watch. Like, in all honesty, yesterday I was really flat. It didn't feel real that it's actually happened. So I reckon when the trade comes through, it's definitely going to hit home a bit. And seeing him in the jersey, like, because you're going to see him everywhere. You know, it'll be New York jerseys everywhere, and that'll probably be the number one selling jersey in the world, all those kind of shit. But the worst thing for me is I've gotten so used to the Packers being on, you know, Monday night, Sunday night football, watching prime time at midday. I'm going to have to get up at like 3 in the morning to watch these games now.
Wait, Jordan Love ain't going to get a prime time slot?
Not in year one, I don't reckon. Well, year five, but year one.
You don't think so?
No, unfortunately not.
That's
we'll have to watch really the Jets every week.
Yeah.
Depends on how Love actually does come out and how he does take to this, because now he's got, big old monkey on his back that he's going to have to perform well. Because they've just moved on from Aaron Rodgers to let him play.
Yeah. So, and we're going to have to, like you said, Alan Lazard's gone. Robert Tonyan just signed with the Bears today. Probably my two favourite players. They're both gone. Randall Cobb, I reckon, will follow suit. So, funnily enough, that all this drama was that we haven't picked him up a wide receiver. We're going to have to go get wide receivers in the draft now. We haven't done it for 20 years, and as soon as he leaves, we're going to do it.
Has the NFC North just become the Vikings and the Lions division? You guys are pretty irrelevant now.
No.
Bears are rebuilding still.
Bears have had a bloody huge.
They've been making some moves, but
yeah, we're going to come last.
You think you guys are going to be down the bottom for a little bit?
No.
Get used to it. You've been blessed.
This will be the NFC East. Everyone thought it was going to be shit, and then they were all good. So that's what the NFC North will be again.
Top three will be good.
And then we'll be top four at least.
And then there'll be someone else making up the numbers, I reckon.
Not us. We're no Raiders.
Don't know who that'll be. Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, let's say, like we said, the trade hasn't gone through yet. He did say that he'd made up the decision and let everyone know last Friday, so a week ago, or a week for them tomorrow.
When you say everyone, like...
Well, the people that needed to know, I'm presuming you let the Packers know, and they would have spoken with
the front office.
The right people.
Yeah, the front office. They would have spoken with the Jets, obviously. And so it's obviously compensation that's the holder.
Yeah.
What do you think it's going to be, or what do you think the Packers are saying? I've heard six first rounders. I think that's a bit rich, but I think you have to have at least one in there.
I feel like the Packers have made a little bit of a mistake here in saying, we don't want him to play. We don't want him to come back. So, like, you've taken away all your leverage.
They've shown their hand. Yeah.
Yeah, they've shown their hand. Like, they don't want to come back. They want to make this deal. So, the Jets are obviously going to keep pieces as they can. And the Jets love to draft. Like, they love the draft. And they draft well. As we've seen with the rookie offensive and defensive.
Exactly. Yeah.
They draft well. Yeah. So, why are they going to want to give up their draft picks? So, I don't know what they're going to give back. I definitely don't think it's going to be 6 first rounders. No way.
Hell no. I don't think it'll even be 2. I think it'll be 1. But so, teammate, I don't know if it's a thing or not, but will it be built into Rodgers' performance or longevity that, say, he plays X amount of years, then we need more?
Yeah, so it could be. That's probably what I have heard the most is, give us a first rounder, but if he plays 2 years or if they make the playoffs, then we'll make it 2 first rounders.
They'll back end it that way.
Yeah.
And if he wins MVP and then Super Bowl MVP, give us 20 first
rounders. Then give us six. Yeah.
Which, if you're the Jets, like, you're more inclined to sign up to something like that because you're having your success. So, you take that every day of the week.
Well, that's it. If you're getting there, then you're happy then, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And so what happens with his contract? What, $59 million, is it?
Yeah, something like $58 million this year, which I'm presuming they will take the Jets, if not all of it, a fair portion of it.
The Jets will take that, won't they?
Yeah. I think that's not even because it's a trade. Yeah. If we cut him, then it'll be all on us. But because it's a trade,
yeah. So that's not even like a sticking point. It's more the compensation. Yeah.
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 Correct.
And
but they can take him and then rework the contract, which he has said that he will do. Which it'll still be $59 million, but it might be $59 million with $30 million bonus, so it's only $29 million.
Yeah, that's right. So, 29 cap hit.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for everyone else, including me, with the bonuses, does that not fall under the cap?
No.
So bonuses are separate. So when
so if it's a signing bonus or something, it's not on the cap.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. But I reckon we'd be, I'd wonder if the Packers would be thinking the same thing of the Russell Wilson kind of trade. I reckon he was 2 or 3 first rounders and a player.
2 or 3, you reckon?
Yeah, it was definitely 2, possibly 3. And they got a tight end back. So I wonder if they'd be thinking of that kind of similar. He's a little bit older, but I dare say he's better than Russell Wilson.
I think that's safe to say.
Yeah.
You're pretty.
So, I wonder if that's kind of the sticking point. But I'm pretty happy that I haven't cried yet, so cheers.
You've done really well. Like, I bought you a box of tissues just in case.
Oh, I've got them here somewhere. I've got a few. Don't worry.
Happy or sad tissues? No, sad.
Always sad.
Yeah. Like I said, when it actually is real, then I will be fucking sad.
Yeah.
That's all right. Everyone goes through it, and it's just I have to do it every 18 years, unfortunately.
Yeah. which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah,
18 years is a good tenure.
It was a pretty good tenure.
That was like because obviously everyone sort of watched the Pat McAfee show because that's where it all went down. But like
500,000, we'll be getting those numbers.
Huge numbers. We've got we've currently got 3 watching live, so that's good.
Yeah,
that's everybody. But the funny quote Ty Schmidt said, like, don't be sad that it's over, be happy that it happened. So
yeah, absolutely.
Bit of perspective,
and that's a good point.
Bit of perspective.
Yeah.
He bought you a Super Bowl. What, 4 MVPs.
And realistically, it was
a lot of player friends.
A lot of player friends.
He got drafted in 2005, and that was roughly the time, I would have been 14, 15, the time I was seriously getting into it. It wouldn't have been until he actually started as the QB, 2008, when I was actually invested. So it's literally been 15 years of me with him.
Like, he's all you know.
I've known no other. So now it's all Love Boat, baby.
The love machine.
Do you have anything else? Can we move on from this?
We should have had a nice little sound go for that.
Yeah. The love machine.
Love machine.
Yeah, whoever organises that should have been better of it. Now, it has been mentioned. Danny, you're the one who actually brought it up, so I'll let you speak on it. But we've had 2 players interviewed this year on our podcast, on Any Given Sunday Australia. And what's happened to said players?
They got bags.
They got paid.
The boys got paid.
Yeah. So Alan Lazard, who was on with me earlier in the year, and then Mike Burton, who was on with us not that long ago, have both moved on from their respective clubs and moved to other teams, but they've both been paid. So Mike Burton, he got a one-year deal. I'm not exactly sure how much. Do you know how much?
No, I didn't see the figure. He's gone to the Broncos.
He's gone to the Broncos, yeah. It was their number one.
Has the figure come out?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it actually came out, but... he's not going there unless he's getting some cash. So good on him. Well done to him.
I'm not going to leave a Super Bowl.
Nah, that's right. You are being chased.
Mind you, a fair few Chief players have left, but they're all doing the same thing.
We'll speak about a few.
And
Lazard, who has now come out, has been targeted by the New York Jets. He got a 4-year, $44 million, so $11 million a year. So we're happy for him. We're proud of him.
Bloody oath. Which is that kind of where the market sits for wide receivers? Like,
I reckon there's been two or three that have come out that are, roughly that $11 million. You know, you're not up in the, and that, I dare say they would all agree. Like, I think Jacoby Myers is another one who's gone to your Raiders. He's about $11 million. You're not in the Devontae Adams, you know, $25-26 million.
Yeah,
brackets, but you're getting paid.
Superstar echelon, like they've got their own market, but sort of that more, you know,
you're still a star.
Second tier. Yeah, exactly. Like that's sort of where that market sits. So that's awesome for Lazard. Is guaranteed money? What's
most of them have been, so the 4 years, it's two of them have been guaranteed. So it's probably $22 million guaranteed roughly.
Amazing.
That seems to be the trend at the moment. You know, give them a 3 or 4 year and we'll guarantee the first two. And then it gives the club or the team the option after 2 years to say, do you know what? We're going to part ways. You can go and test the free agency and, you know, we'll cop a little bit of a hit, but we're not going to take your whole contract.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. It's very much a trend.
Do you think Lazard going to the Jets was like the first, you know, domino?
Was it an orchestrated hit, do you think?
I don't think so. He seemed quite offended when it was mentioned that, because Nathaniel Hackett too, who was the coach of the Broncos, who got fired in his first season, he was Green Bay's offensive coordinator and now is offensive coordinator for the Jets. And Pat got on there and he was like, oh, you know, smart by the Jets to bring in Nathaniel Hackett and Lazard, you know, Chasen Cobb and Mercedes Lewis to bring these guys in to lure you. And he was like... That was the one thing he was like, I'm actually offended by people saying that because, you know, Nathaniel Hackett especially, you know, he's been a great coach. You know, didn't have the greatest year at the Broncos, but it was what it was. But he's a great mentor. He knows football. He knows quarterbacks. You know, it'd be a disservice to him to say that he's only there because of Aaron. So he's actually quite offended when he said that, which was funny to listen to. So I think they definitely helped the cause, but I don't reckon that Aaron went there and said, you know what, this, and this, or I'm not coming.
No, I think I tend to agree. Like, I don't think the Jets have gone out and gone, all right, we've got Hackett so that we can lure Rodgers. We've got Lazard. That's another piece to get Rodgers. I think, like, exclusively all on their own, yes, like, that's what they wanted to happen. And, like, it's almost like not happy coincidence, but just coincidentally that they all, it does tie in and works well to. Yeah. Get Rodgers, but like that wasn't the sole reason or the main reason why they've gone and got those guys or why they're chasing those people. I reckon. I think it's just happy coincidence.
That... Very lucky.
Yeah, like everything just kind of fell into place with it. I think that as well. It's more asking the question, kind of stir the pot. More than anything.
And it nearly got me. But realistically, like Lazard, he's an awesome team man from what we saw. You know, two or three times he was the lead man for someone to get the catch and he'd take out two or three players. So the Jets would be stupid not to.
And blocking and like playing that sacrificial role. Yeah.
And if they want to go on a run this year, they'd be stupid not to get Aaron weapons that he's familiar with and can work with. So
that's what I mean. Like it's, yes, it might have been a minor reason, but it wasn't the main reason. Like it's
It definitely helps though.
It's like, it makes sense. And it, like Danny said, like it falls into place nicely.
Yeah. So we have got three picks each from this trade week. We'll move away from the Packers.
Didn't you have something to mention?
But before we get onto that, we do have It's a huge, huge week for us at any given Sunday.
The boys.
We've and had not.
Daniel Leave has been great for everybody.
It has. We've been working hard on our Daniel Leave. You've obviously gone over there to the Japanese market and stirred a few pots because it's come back. And the Australian market has said, we're going to keep
it. Our nuts are shining. Our smiles are glowing. What else do we have?
We're going to be kitted out in some real ridiculously nice wear. American Connection with a K. The boys at American Connection. I've been dealing with them the last few weeks. The best place to find them is American Connection on Instagram. They have a shop on there. They are as it sounds like, they're an American apparel shop. The boys, one of them will actually be on. He's a linebacker, I'm pretty sure, over at Arkansas. We're going to have him on in the next few weeks, early April. I think he said he'll be available to have a chat with us, which will be huge. And the boys have jumped on, and they're offering 10% off for any given Sunday viewers as well. They worked it out well, those two. Again, any given Sunday is the promo code. You put it into the shop, and it'll be 10% off. Do you have it up? I've seen you were filing away there, Cardi. You don't have it up? No, you don't.
No, I'm chatting away, but no, they've got...
Oh, good. That's good.
They've got apparel, NFL, yep. And college apparel. And college, they've also got equipment and game day wear, like gloves, socks, cleats, pads.
Pads.
All sorts of...
Towels. Lots of...
Towels, mouth guards, lots of mouthpieces, all that sort of stuff. Huge range of... And the college apparel is awesome.
Yeah, I've already got my first order on the way.
And also the NFL apparel. So, heaps and heaps of options there. They've got, obviously, they're on Instagram and they've got their shop on their website too. So, make sure you go along, have a look. We'll definitely be stocking up ourselves. But, any given Sunday is the code to get yourself 10% off. So, that's very exciting news to partner up with those guys.
So that's what happens. You go test the free agent market, then you get the bag. You
come back with the bag.
Then you come back.
Off-season is the time to make moves, funny boy.
That's it. We've just tested ourselves in there, and it's come off well. But we've decided to stay at home. Yeah. No. Cardi's typing away there, responding. You're doing well. Doing really well on the live stream.
Megan wants an update from you on the Green Bay Packers. I'm just letting her know she's
She is. Welcome back, Megan. We hadn't seen you for a few weeks.
That's probably our bad.
Yeah,
though.
We had a little bit of early troubles, but it seems like we've come back good and they're no longer glitching. And Danny, you're actually here with us in time, which is incredible.
Looking good. I haven't had any feedback yet glitchy Daniel, so that's good.
That is good. Yeah, we're... At the start, when I was saying things, you guys were like 3 seconds behind. I was like,
"It's happening again. It's happening again." But it seems like it's fixed. I've been pretty happy the last 31 minutes of the 32. So we will get into
our time gone, boys.
I know, it's incredible. Talking dribble really helps, and really just sticking it into me, which is fine too. Our three trades to talk about each. Who wants to go first?
We're going to go one by one, or what's
one by one? But who wants to start us off? I'll start us off. Danny will start us off.
Okay.
I want to start off by talking about my number one, Kelsey, not the brother of Khaleesi. I am so stoked that he is re-signed back with the Eagles. He signed a 1 year, $14.25 million. I reckon there was a chance if he had won the Super Bowl rather than his brother, he would have walked.
Yeah.
He would have retired. He would have been like, you know what, I'm going to walk out on top. So huge for him to still come back because, like, obviously getting the Super Bowl is big enough achievement as it is. And we did lose a few players, which we'll get to later. So it's huge, absolutely huge for Kelsey to come back. And I think he's such a, dominant part of the Eagles, and it would have been really, really sad to see him retire. So I'm absolutely stoked to see him come back.
Do you know how old is he?
He's 35.
I was literally just going to ask that. Okay, so maybe got a couple of good years left in him.
A couple of good years, but like obviously the position is playing the center. It's a tough position.
No doubt.
Especially when you got Jalen Hurts calling a QB sneak every five plays.
Exactly. So
that's the other thing I was going to bring up there.
Yeah, you can't push.
Potentially talking, like, they've brought in rule changes because of like what they did this year. So
they're chatting about it anyway, which is, for those who don't know, the getting behind the QB. You see a lot of running backs will do it and then push him along to get, you know, another 100 kilos going in the right direction.
And so they're worried. The thing they're worried about is it the position of Kelce being low and potentially vulnerable with the position his neck's in, or is it?
But it'll be both. And then you can also get the Jalen Hurts with the back, you know,
pushing the back,
splitting him over.
So they're worried about, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of, is it fulcrum points or something like that?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, grass, science. Here we go.
Happy
St. Paddy's Day. Well done.
Happy St. Paddy's Day. So at least one of us
did. We need to be able to, I don't know if it's possible, but we need to be able to somehow get graphics. And if you could just paint Danny green, that would be amazing.
I'm sure that there is ways, but.
Well, I'm on my second pirate life, so.
Nice. I'm still on my first.
Did you just get me one, Danny?
Canadian.
Yeah,
I bought singles.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. I'm in the full four pack. So
nice Irish dinner for you, Danny. That's good.
I love that.
Yeah, well, you know, always got to say.
Oh, he's never got the glass.
That a boy. So that was that was tonight's drink review, Megs, for you joining late. The Pirate Life Strawberry Watermelon Crush. Pretty good. Nice. I gave it a 4.1, Danny a 3.75.
And T-Mac a straight zero.
T-Mac's a dumbass. He can't read text messages and got it wrong.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Back to Kelce. I think it's hard to quantify how good of a center is, but he had career year almost last year.
Yeah, I don't have the stats in front of me, but like...
kind of stats can you do for a center, I guess? But
well, just how many times Hurts gets sacked, I guess. I don't know.
He's definitely a part of it.
Yeah. So I don't have any like actual numbers, but like just the eye test itself, you saw everything that he was doing, and he was it was like an unstoppable force, which is such a big thing, especially with Hurts, who does like to sneak, does like to rush, does like to change his mind mid play if he needs to, like loves a scramble play. You want a center like Kelce there to be able to adapt and, you know, go with the flow and do whatever, you know, Hurts needs him to do. And that's exactly what he's
doing. And
done.
The center has to almost be, he has to be able to read the defense as well. So it's a huge, like you said, you've lost a few, especially on the front line. To lose your center as well, to be, you know, going in there and saying, picking out who the Mike is and what kind of defense they're running, that would be a massive hit for you boys.
Yeah, it would have been. So I was real worried about that. I assumed he was going to go, and a lot of the talk in Eagles Nation, they're all saying like, look, that was a chance against the Chiefs, like we had it, and now watch everyone go, watch everyone walk, and then there has been a fair few that have gone.
Some have changed their mind.
Some dotted on the line and then came back. Oh, big game slayed.
Yeah.
but to talk about the importance of Kelce and like look at a lot of the moves that have happened already, like, you know, in the early days of free agency, like a lot of teams signing and storing
paid
up
too.
O-line. And what did we talk about? Like, we talked about all year, teams that were struggling. It was a lot of the time it was deficiencies with their O-line and like, you know, the O-line not performing. So makes sense that you want to shore that up and get that right. 14.25, is that what you said for 1 year?
Correct.
And I reckon he would have had that, like, there would have been no negotiations. It was, here, this is what you get if you want.
Yeah, like, so is that good?
I mean, both sides, though.
That's sort of in the middle, like, that's good for both, you reckon?
For
both. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we've seen some big deals going out to O-linemen, like, early.
Yeah. Cardi, you seem to be busy on the YouTubenator. Do you want me to go next, or are you happy to jump in?
I'm happy to go, bro.
All right, finish your topic. I've seen a few laughs from you. So.
Yeah, Megan's just given heaps in the chat. But first one I was going to talk about is Juju Smith-Schuster, which Danny Boy alluded to earlier. He's one of the departing Chiefs. He signed a deal at the Patriots for 3 years for $33 million. So that's that $11 million per year that we sort of talked about. So that's kind of that market value for that sort of second tier. Like, you know, he's extremely handy. He'll be a good weapon for Mac Jones up in New England, and, you know, Bill Belichick will draw up some plays and stuff for him. But that seems to be that sort of market for maybe that second tier sort of wide receiver. But, so he was that sort of – that happened maybe yesterday, I believe.
So
he was just one that stood out to me because, obviously anyone that's departing a Super Bowl winning team, it's going to create some noise.
Yeah, went there – played his role, got the ring, and now he's gone on to You know, probably realistically a team that struggled the last couple of years.
Yeah, like if we're honest, like they haven't been.
Well, we have to be. That's what I'm paying you for, mate.
They've still, sorry, honesty only. They've always, obviously, they've still got Bill, so they're always going to be a threat, but they just haven't quite been, you know, the Patriots that we're, like we've talked about before, that we've grown up with. You know, another year under the belt for Mac Jones. He didn't quite have the year that probably the Patriots fans were hoping for.
Yeah, and is that a correlation to maybe not so many weapons? Well,
this is probably the plan, like getting him a few more weapons and things like that. So that could be the thought process behind that. But like we were talking about as well, going into a pretty stacked division now, like...
this will come up, don't you worry.
It is. Yeah, mate, that is going to be a wild division. So watch this space. But, yeah, good on Juju making a move, getting paid. Love to see it.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think the more weapons that the Patriots have, the more dangerous, obviously, the more dangerous they're going to be. But it would just be good to see them with a little bit more juice in their side to see what they actually can do.
Mm, absolutely. And like you said, another like I reckon Bill will do a lot of his work, especially on the QB, in this, you know, next 4 or 5 months, getting him into, you know, he can almost sit on top of him and be like, mate, this is what you're thinking. It sucks a little bit, but this is what I used to do with Tom, you know. This is how he worked. This is what he would think. Because realistically, he is Tom 2.0, isn't he?
Well, that's the idea.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, that's the plan.
Like, that's the blueprint. So if he can get even close to feeling Tom's shoes, then he succeeded.
And just before we move on from Juju, obviously he's got quite a big personality and quite a big social media following on TikTok. I don't know, controversial or not, whatever. But he didn't post on TikTok throughout the season just gone. A lot of people were talking and making jokes about, how's he going to go with old Bill? And like, you know, are they going to clash? And it's come up in the chat as well. You know, how's he going to go when he meets Bill? Like, there's been some funny videos on Twitter, like, you know, Juju and Bill's first TikTok together and like dancing and stuff. But interesting to see how it goes. Obviously going from Andy Reid, a person that from what you hear on the outside, he lets the players be the players, you know, you've got your personality, like lets them be them. Bill obviously has his own reputation of the way things are done and things like that. So it'd be interesting to see how he fits into that system and that program and that philosophy, I guess, in the Bill Belichick Patriots.
Mm. My first one is Jesse Bates III. It come through as Jesse Hates, so apologize for that one for Jesse, but he's gone and signed at Atlanta.
I couldn't find Hatesy. I was like, where is he gone? How much is he getting paid?
What is he doing? Who is this bloke? Yes, Jesse Bates III. He signed at Atlanta, and Atlanta have made some pretty big moves in this offseason as well. But I think he's one of the biggest, especially the last couple of years that he's had. So last year by himself, he had 91 total tackles, 54 of them were solo, 4 interceptions, which I believe was 11th, tied for 11th in the league. And 8 pass deflections from, you know, a cornerback's safety. He's gone with a 4-year, $64 million. And like we said before, usually half of it, so about 32 of it's guaranteed. But that's a huge acquisition just to shore up their second line, because I think they're going to, Atlanta especially, are going to have to build on the defense and then work on the offense going forward.
Yeah, so they're one of the give us a second. They're one of those quarterback needy teams. The Falcons. So, they're obviously...
Well, they've got Desmond Ridder.
Who?
Yeah, so he was in last year's draft.
Who?
I think that's who they're...
What are you, fucking Al?
They signed someone old, I reckon. Or if they didn't, you know, Matty Ryan's just been cut. He might be someone who can go back. I reckon they might have a veteran, though.
They want to get a veteran to sit behind whoever they draft, you're thinking?
So Ridder played the last few games and looked good, but, you know, he had a pretty shit O-line. And I think he's definitely their QB of the future, Desmond Ridder. But, like, they still, he's got a long way to go. He's not one that's going to walk in there and dominate.
When did they grab him? What round was he picked up in?
There was only one picked up in the first round last year, which was Pickett. So I reckon at least 2, maybe 3.
Okay. So you're thinking he's the future?
Yeah. Okay. I reckon they're thinking that too. He sat for a lot this year behind Marcus Mariota started.
Yeah.
But Marcus is now gone. So Desmond, it looks like Desmond's their number one.
He was drafted number 74.
So that'll be start of the third or end of the second? Start of the third.
Third, yeah.
Yeah.
Really third.
Yeah. Quick hands, bang. I like it. But yeah, I think Jesse Bates going back there is a great pickup for the Falcons.
The Falcons, like, they've done well with a couple of the signings that they've done. Like, obviously, Bates is going to make a massive late difference. Second, and it's going to be
late second, apparently, according to chat. Did we want to do good deal, bad deal? Sorry, before we move on, we want to roll
for back each of them. Well, I think we've all been pretty happy with the ones that we've
seen so far. We've all been happy so far. Yeah. Okay. All good deals so far.
Good deals. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think all of them have been good for both. Like, obviously, the players.
Yeah, getting paid.
Getting decent amount of money for every single one of these. And then the teams, potentially, none of these have been like we're talking about yet. Have been like too extortionate, you know what I mean? As far as like the team and like their salary cap and like what they're going to be hit with. So I feel like all of these have been pretty even between like team and player.
Yeah. I reckon my next one will have a few feathers ruffled, but we'll get there. Danny, what's your next?
And my third one will probably have a few feathers ruffled. So we'll save them. When you sent us the run sheet, I was like, I'm not going to just talk about Eagles. I'm not going to talk about Eagles. Technically, I'm not.
Let's talk about someone from the Eagles.
Because this person's leaving the Eagles.
Oh, right.
David Hargrave, the DT previously played for the Eagles, has signed a big $84 million four-year deal with $40 million of it guaranteed. Like, yeah, but his first 2 years and half. So, yeah, just carrying on with the flow of the rest of the players out there. So obviously that came off his like career high 11 sacks, which helped Philly tie, for the third highest?
Third or second?
Yeah, third. They didn't quite get there in the end.
They didn't get the Bears.
Because the Bears had a back-to-back, and I think they needed to at least get, I think it was three sacks.
In
the
three or four,
And they got none. Zara. Good on him. He's gone to the 49ers. I don't know if I mentioned that before. But, yeah, gone to the 49ers, which is pretty hard to see as a Philly fan, but really good for him. And, like, obviously had an absolute career year. From his previous contract to this contract, it's literally doubled in that 4 years. So he's just gone out there and he's worked. He's earned his money. Having those 11 sacks, like, doing everything that he possibly could do for Philly's defense. He was an absolute beast for Philly. And I feel like he's going to do really well on the already strong defensive-minded 49ers.
Yeah.
So it's only going to make the 49ers better.
People in the chat, Megan, want to know where the 49ers getting the money, Danny boy?
Well, they've cut a few of them are gone. So that's what I was about to say. I think this is a good pickup by the 49ers because they have lost a few. Not so much. It is a good call because they have to pay a few players. And Joey,
I did briefly see a list of
Bosa has to be paid this year, which is
departing 49ers, and it was quite a big list. Yeah.
Yeah, quite a huge list. But they've also, you know, 99 out of 100, well, 31 out of 32, definitely teams. Their biggest cap hit is the QB. But the QB for the 49ers, they've got one that's on just over a million a year, which is Trey Lance. The other one, which is on just Purdy, under a million a year. And then they've just brought in Sam Darnold. And he's on $9 million a year. So they're on like $10 million a year between three players. They've got money to burn still.
So you're saying at the position where traditionally most of the like big chunk of the cap space is chewed up right there.
Yeah. Well, they're spending between three players.
They have the money to throw around. They probably have reworked a few deals and found a few million here and there as well as all teams do. So yeah, that makes sense.
And you're talking for a QB normally, you think anywhere between 35 and whatever Aaron Rodgers getting 59, 56, 57. Yep. You know what I mean? Somewhere between that range.
Yeah.
So if you're paying a third of the cheapest good quarterback out there.
Between three players,
you've got some
money to burn. That makes sense.
Yeah, but that, like you said, there has been a big list of not top echelon, but that, again, that second tier 49ers that have disappeared this year.
Megan,
so when did you say
Megan's not happy. She's having none of it. She doesn't agree.
So when did you say Bosa's due to be paid?
This year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that'll be a massive and for them. They'll make it work because somehow they do.
Megan's definitely got her Seahawks hat on this year, though. Obviously, divisional rivals, but
Seahawks they spent 31 million here. They moved 36 million here. Where do they get the cash? Yeah. Kittle's just been paid. Where are they getting the Debo Samuel's got money. Where the CMC's got
He's
money. Where are they
getting the fucking
the receipts? That's it. Fair
call. That's right. But that is just their, I suppose, fortunate position that, two rookie quarterbacks and who was the other one? Did you say Darnold?
Yeah, Sam Darnold's the third stringer getting paid the most.
Yeah, he's got the hat and shirt on. Yeah. That makes it, to me, that makes sense. Like, that's obviously, genuinely where you take such a big hit is the
QB. And it's $225 million they've got to play with, is their cap.
Just a shave under, but yeah.
So that's a fair bit of cash. Yeah. When you're only spending $10 million between three players.
Yeah, you get some great light. Yeah. You need to go.
Just give us
the blinds.
You do, you. Who's your number two, Timothy?
Oh, I'm happy to wait for Danny to come back.
He'll catch up pretty quick.
No, here he is now. Number two, Orlando Brown Jr. So another departing chief, as we alluded to. The Chiefs. The boys have got their ring. They're going out and getting paid now. So Brown Jr., he's got a four-year, $64 million deal at the Bengals. So kind of gone to another contender. Bless you.
And was this a contender?
You have a mute button? I didn't get there quick enough. It come on so quick.
But that's okay. Don't feel like you need to.
A contender, like gone to another contender, but also a little bit of a modern day rival.
Yes. Yeah. So obviously,
still
in the AFC. Obviously, different division, but so he's still in the AFC. So he's got the $64 million deal. He got a $31 million signing bonus, the largest ever of an O lineman. He's a left tackle, I believe.
Yeah, and which I think is most important, especially for a QB that's been sacked a lot.
Well, you've talked about this a lot, and we talked about this during the year, the troubles that the Bengals had early with their O-line. Joey Burrow, he was taking hits. He was getting sacked like multiple times a game. So they've obviously
Joey Burrow also loves getting hits.
Yeah, he does.
Right. He gets him in the game.
But it still fucks up their play. Like,
of course.
Yeah, so they've obviously seen the deficiency there, and like, I kind of alluded to a little bit earlier, like teams shoring up that O-line, trying to get the O-line, cherry ripe.
Yeah.
I think big, huge signing, great signing for the Bengals. Because it's like technically free agency, the Chiefs can't match the deal. Is that kind of how, or not can't match it, but like, do the Chiefs have the chance to take guys, or if guys want to go and explore?
It's only if they're
tagged
or under contract.
Yeah, so if players want to go explore free agency, they're well within their right. Go do it. Have at it. Yeah,
especially if his deal's finished.
Yeah, and so with $31 million,
so it'll be on his agent to be like, look, especially if they wanted to stay with their team, it'll be on their agent to be like, look, we're going to get this much to go play for the Bengals.
Yeah.
If you want to match it, we'll stay. So it's on the agent. Yeah. It's not.
You'll never hear about that.
And the Chiefs have probably said, oh, you know, like maybe we'll give him $50 million over 40, you know, just whatever. It's below what the Bengals are offering. So off he goes. So with $31 million as signing bonus, that means that's not included in the cap hit for the Bengals.
Yes, sir. Correct.
Smart. I don't know what if that's the case.
You've got to have the money to do it.
Okay. I was going to say, why doesn't everyone just back end it or, you know, frame it that way? But then I suppose you need people to be healthy, guaranteed they're going to play, and you want them to perform, I suppose. So you're not going to go a huge signing bonus with everyone.
There's only going to be probably maybe three or four that you're going to – usually the QB.
Yeah, yeah. Like the QB is the one that gets a lot of guaranteed money. Like we've seen that.
And we've also seen it not happen with Lamar. Well, none of us are speaking about Lamar, are we?
No,
I don't have him.
We'll bring up Lamar after.
Yeah.
We'll bring up Lamar after everyone who's actually signed. Mm. We'll bring up Lamar after that.
Yeah, he's definitely one that's a very strange one. I think great call, especially when I reckon the Bengals are going down the path. They've let Jesse Hates walk.
Hatesy.
They let him walk, you know, saved a bit of cash there. But let's make our offense better. So, you know, we might cop a touchdown or a field goal more on our defense, but we're going to try and go out there and score two. To their like the one that we've copped, so I think good acquisition by the Bengals.
Oh, absolutely. Maxi Ramps will be very happy, I think, to see Orlando joining the Bengals.
Yeah, how's Brendo feeling about all of these Chiefs leaving?
I haven't got a live reaction from him yet. I'd love to to see what he's thinking. Yeah, obviously.
But I agree with you, boys. Like, that is a huge pickup for the Bengals.
Yeah. My second one, which I think might ruffle a few feathers, is Darren Waller leaving your Raiders in at the start of a new contract, which is the weirdest thing. He just signed a 3-year deal, $51 million, which has now been transferred to the Giants. Sorry, Danny Dimes and the Giants, Saquon Barkley. So I know the last 2 years he's been a little bit banged up, especially not the one just gone, the one before that. But before that, the 2 years of his two best years, he had a combined 197 catches for 2,341 yards and 12 total touchdowns as a tight end. And all they gave up for him was pick 100, which is incredible. And like I said, 3 years, $51 million.
Yeah, I had.
So do you think there's a little bit of politics behind this deal?
How so? Not getting on with the coach or something, or?
Yeah. No, that's exactly what I mean.
Oh.
That's exactly what I mean. Like, not getting on with the coach, not getting on with the team.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit of a strange one.
Oh, it's extremely. And it's not as if, like, a lot of these deals get shipped off when a change, like, you don't see a change of owner, but it maybe a new GM comes in and goes, do you know what? That was the previous regime that paid him. We're going to ship him off because it's not, you know, we want to bring back our cap space and all those kind of things. But it was them that signed him. It was that regime. So it's not as if it's brand new, and it's he's been one of their best performers, especially for Carr. Unless he was Carr's man, and that's you know, Carr's gone, so he's like, you know what, I'm out of here too. But I really can't understand it, and I think the strangest thing is he's just gotten married to I don't know her name, but she's a star player for the Las Vegas Aces in the basketball. So I feel like she's going to be staying around the Vegas area, like. And they've shipped him off to the other side of the country.
Just because you're playing in one spot of the country doesn't mean you live there, though. Like, this is true.
But when you're both playing for the Vegas team, surely you've got residence there somewhere.
Doesn't mean you can't still live there. Fly out for training, fly back.
Yeah, my 405 will be late.
Yeah.
The jets that I'm flying.
One of the boys from work, Limmy, sent me a text. It was early in the morning, so obviously it must have been just as he saw the news saying Waller's gone from the Raiders, .. suck shit, or you know, whatever it was that he sent, like, well, what are you doing? And I think I did the same thing immediately. I tried to justify it. I was like, no, they must be worried about his injuries. He hasn't played much the last couple of years, or
he's injured.
I was trying to justify it, like, because I was like, they just signed him in September. Like, what's going on? Like,
what is going on?
But man, when it came out about the stuff, maybe he wasn't getting on that well with McDaniels, or you know, whatever. That makes a little bit more sense. But yeah, obviously,
that's the only thing that does make sense.
Yeah, obviously, he's our best.
And that's just my theory. Like, this is all alleged.
That was on Twitter. His wife, like, retweeted something and saying, well, because someone had a tweet saying McDaniels isn't a romantic, Waller got married this week, and McDaniels' present is that he cut him, or, you know, whatever, or traded him. And then she retweeted it and said he wasn't invited to the wedding.
He wasn't invited.
It's out there. Yeah. So it's kind of out there. So that kind of makes a bit more sense. Yeah, if there's issues going on there. But, hard to
make. So are they essentially, like, because – would you say, Tim, if they got the 100th pick?
Yeah, that was it. That was pick, like, 100.
So are they essentially like just cutting a player and just trying to get whatever they can?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, they've cut ties. They're like, all right, we'll get.
But they've also got rid of his contract too. If they just cut him,
that's what they like. They made the contract.
Oh yeah, yeah, but like a clean way of cutting.
Yeah, they made peace with getting rid of him. They're like, all right, we'll take whatever. Yeah, exactly.
But how good for the Giants? Like, they've just got themselves another weapon. Danny Dimes is going.
Like, he was the best tight end. Like, yeah. So anyway.
Speaking of Danny Dimes,
some tight ends, maybe. I don't know.
It's going to be a big draft for tight ends, which we'll talk about in the next few episodes. Sorry, Danny Dimes.
Yeah, speaking of Danny Dimes, he also got paid. This is my potentially controversial one, because he 4 years, $160 million, $81 million guaranteed in his first 2 years. I think it was a $35 million sign-on bonus. Don't quote me on that. It was around that mark, though.
Quoting.
He's going to be the second highest paid quarterback in 2023. So obviously Danny Dimes, like, had a career year. He threw for 3,205 yards, 15 touchdowns, only a couple interceptions, around 70% for his completion rate. rushed a bunch as well, 700 and so yards. Like, had an incredible year, but his agents went in being like, no, we want more than Mahomes.
Mm.
And he's getting it.
More per year. He's getting, Mahomes has got 500 over 10 years, but.
Oh, of course, of course. He's getting more per year for the four years that he's got. Yeah. Obviously, Mahomes' 10-year contract,
yeah,
is relatively rare, though.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, that's the anomaly. Yeah. that's the anomaly here. But yeah, my point is, like, per year, if we're arguing per year, that is a big contract. Obviously, a lot of Giants fans loved him. A lot of Giants fans hated him and wanted him gone. Like, they didn't want him to re-sign him. I just wanted to know what your boys' thoughts were on old Danny Dimes and his big old contract.
Timothy?
A lot of talk on the interwebs and all that sort of stuff was, yeah, overpaid. What are you doing? Like, overpaid. But there was, when we were talking about it, it was like, if they were able to get the deal done with Danny Dimes, they could then franchise tag Barkley. And they obviously save a lot of money there because the average for running backs is quite low. So they're not paying. They're not.
It's like 11 million or something. Yeah,
10 and a half.
Yeah, it's low.
So, like, they're obviously, they had that in mind that, you know, they're getting Barkley for well unders for what he is actually worth. Like, you know, he should be getting so much more than that. So, definitely that, there's an element to that. You know, they're obviously going to appease him to get the deal. But I think, you know, continuity is a huge thing as well. Like, he did have a much better year. Like, the Giants had a much better year than expected, like we talked about. But I think ultimately, a lot of people agree, probably overpaid.
Yeah.
He did take him to the playoffs, which is like, obviously.
He did, but yeah.
Sorry. I think I'm actually going to say bad call that they did pay him so much. Like, I get the continuity, and him and Barkley did work pretty well together. And I reckon this year will be the year that you're going, all right, we've actually given you some weapons. You know, they had Golladay, which he, you know, was up and, well, probably more down than up. They had Kadarius Toney, which he left. He's actually the pick they got back for Toney, which is the one they got Waller with. So that's the only good thing that Toney did for the Giants this year. Yeah, so I don't know. It'll all come down. I'm still on the fence. I'm on the leaning or heavily. I'm on the precipice, and I'm heavily on the bad call sign.
Oh, the precipice.
I'm saying bad call at the moment. But if he comes out, because 12, like 15 touchdowns, I know he rushed for a few, but, you know, that's a bad year for a lot of QBs. And they're going, you know, what a grouse year for him. Like,
He rushed for 7.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm still not sold on him being top echelon kind of money.
No, so he's not. We're talking about tiers. He's second tier. He's not in the
top. Oh, it'd be almost petering on tier 3, I reckon.
You reckon?
So, yeah. Obviously, the Giants are seeing something. I guess he's a...
Well, that's what I think this year, get him Waller, and he's got some few more weapons. Let's see how we go.
Give him the weapons. Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
Because
he has a cannon. He can throw it.
Ooh. Yeah, he's only 25 and, like, only the first 2 years guaranteed anyway. So... Yeah. And like I said, I think it was like 35-ish million was the sign-on bonus. So that first year cap hit's only 9 million-ish or so for him.
A lot of issues.
So that's, yeah, a lot of issues. See, this is when you need the numbers written down for you. Which I did not have.
Quick question without notice. Do we know, on average, what cut an agent would get?
It'll be dependent on the agent. In the millions, like, even if it's 1 or 2%, you're getting a few hundred thousand.
I threw it out there. I said maybe 1 to 5%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I reckon it'd be 1 to 2.
Yeah.
Good agent, maybe anywhere a bit more. Sort
of, yeah. In that realm. That's what I'm
thinking. I wonder if that comes out of.
Also, they have multiple players, like a lot of
them. Yeah. Shit, yeah. Yeah. If you've got 5 players that are getting millions of dollars, you could make $1 million yourself easily.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. I wonder if it's out of the guaranteed money, because if they're getting 64 million. You know, 32 guaranteed, but get cut 3%. 3%.
Quick Googling average. Sports agencies generally receive between 4 and 15% of the athlete's contract. NFL agents are not permitted to receive more than 3%, though.
Okay.
So that was sports in general.
Okay. It's 4 to 15.
NFL is no more than 3.
Okay.
So it could be anywhere from, you know, probably 0.5.
But if you're getting 35 million and you have to pay out, you know, 600,000 to your agent. I think you're doing all right.
I was pretty spot on. Thank you, Danny. I was pretty close, Megan.
No, that's good. That's good. Number three, Timothy.
Oh, it's me. My last one. So a few of you might have noticed I'm not in uniform today. I'm repping the boys. Jimmy G. Let's go. So texting with you boys, I took a little bit of time to come around to the idea of Jimmy coming to the Raiders.
Someone else had to shout it out to you, didn't they? Someone?
You sent the message straight away. I think were we working? I don't know what we're doing, but I didn't know. And you sent the thing and I was like, oh. Still just processing this, but I've come around to the idea. So Jimmy signed 3-year, $67.5 million deal. 34 of that is guaranteed.
Gee, team friendly, geez.
Team friendly, what does that mean?
Yeah, that's a great deal for the Raiders.
Oh, for the Raiders, sure.
But also like with Jimmy G's like last season injuries. I feel like it's both fair.
That's what I was gonna say.
We'll get to that.
The biggest thing for Jimmy is staying healthy, obviously. So $34 million guaranteed is huge for Jimmy in terms of the injury sort of cloud, I guess, hanging around. But
Meg's just straight in here, isn't she?
I'm getting roasted, but that's okay. I'm trying to be positive, Megan. This is our lot now. We have to be happy with it. But no, Jimmy is a proven winning quarterback. Like, he came to the 49ers and they started winning games. So he missed one throw in a Super Bowl and they lost. That's okay. Got him to the Super Bowl. But he's a winning quarterback. Like, the Raiders, Derek Carr was very serviceable and, you know, did good things and set records for the Raiders and all that sort of stuff. But just wasn't getting it done. And, like, we're paying weapons to be there, like Devontae Adams and stuff like that. So I think bringing in Jimmy, he's a pretty good, like, system-driven quarterback. Like, he'll get it done. He'll get us down the field. We'll put points on the board. I'm happy about it.
Happy man.
he is a system man, though. So I think he'll adapt well.
That was the other thing. So linking back up with McDaniels from their time at the Patriots when he sat behind Brady, obviously that, you know, that is a big positive. Like, he sort of knows, so he's not having to relearn a lot of things. Like,
yeah, huge.
Coming back under McDaniels. So, I think
that's one thing he does do well, though. He does fit into systems.
Yeah.
So, and he'll learn plays and he'll fit into systems, and he might not absolutely, like, turn the tide with the Raiders. I'm not going to live in a fairy tale here, but he'll do everything that they need to do to at least be able to compete.
I think you're right. Like, I don't think he's going to be setting the world alight, but, like, he's going to be good, like, and he's going to be serviceable, and
he's going to keep you in games.
Yes, we're not going to drop the games that you saw the Raiders drop this year, last season, like the games that we were expected to win. Like, we're not.
It's a new NFL season, baby.
That's it. It's a new year. But, and he's really
any given Sunday, baby.
Any given Sunday, right there. And he's super well liked in the locker room, which is huge, as we all know. So, no, I think it's a great signing for the Raiders, for me boys.
Yeah. The only thing I would say would be bad for the Raiders is you've signed a QB, a team-friendly deal, and then you've gone, do you know what? Our best tight end, you can fuck off.
Well, that hurts. I'm not sure. You know,
that's the only thing I'm like, well, what are you doing? Like,
I'm trying to keep the two
separate. Are you trying to sabotage yourself?
Trying to keep the two separate from each other. Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe we're going to draft an awesome tight end.
It is a big year for tight ends. So I reckon four or five that will step straight into being pass catchers, you know, big block players like Mayer or Kincaid from the Utah Utes. Like, there's some big boys. Kuntz, the one we spoke about last week. Yeah, Kuntz. So there's three off the top of my head. He's 6'7" and massive mittens on him.
Kuntz is getting more and more notoriety as well.
Yeah.
You hear his name thrown left, right,
he's
and center.
Massive. He's got an awesome name. He's massive. He's super athletic.
Kuntz with a K. Let's make sure everyone knows that.
He's a real Kuntz.
Yes. But, yeah, that's a good point. Maybe they're going to go out and target a tight end. Because you're going to still get a good tight end. I don't know what they are.
We could still grab one in free agency. Like, it's not...
All that, yeah.
You know, free agency's only just started. Like, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's settle it down.
Yeah, because all this that we're talking about was, like, all just a giant scramble to get under that 225.
Exactly. All this stuff was done.
It's all done now. Now let's... We've got another 12 months to worry about that shit. Let's go spend some money.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
My last one is not controversial. I actually quite like the guy, and I think it's a bad call for the team that got rid of him. A really, really good team environment call for the New Orleans Saints, who have picked up Jamal Williams from the Detroit Lions. So last year he had a career year as well, 262 attempts, 1,066 yards, and 17 touchdowns. He's gone there in a 3-year, $12 million deal, 8 of it guaranteed. I think he's such a, from what I've seen in his time in the Packers and the Lions, and we were so big on the Lions last year, me and you, Karts especially. We watched a fair bit of the Lions. And you, Danny, obviously. We all were very hot.
I was so big on the Lions when Karts was off injured.
You were? And Karts was off on his Cardi leave doing his buddy extra courses. And he is such a hot man as well. Like, he gets everyone up. He gets the crowd involved. He gets his team going. So I think it's a huge loss for the Lions. You know, they have DeAndre Swift, who was their number one man. But Jamal, like, he just scored touchdowns for fun. So I think it's a huge pickup for the Saints just to rebuild that culture even, like, after a few years where, you know, Drew Brees and I forgot the coach's name, but he's left. So just to bring that culture back to the club and, you know, Peyton, he's gone. So I think a huge pickup. So a big tick from me.
Little known Sean Peyton.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know him.
No, it's going to be good. It's going to work well, like, especially with Carr. Sorry, Carts. With Carr going there as well. Like, that's obviously a big...
Gino, he's mad. Not Carr.
Yeah.
I'm not that hurt about Carr.
Yeah.
Not Jalen. Not Jalen.
After his little performance, though, at the he's called Pro Bowl. After that little performance, that was his own little combine.
That was literally his pro day.
yeah, for sure. It'd be really interesting to see what the Saints can actually do with a couple of these like big signings that
they've got. They've still got Kamara, although it came out that he's been indicted, so he might have to miss a few games early. So Jamal's just going to come in a nice little replacement. I didn't even think about that. That was off the top of my head.
Look at you go.
Yeah.
Just non-stop knowledge.
Non-stop. Karts, what are your thoughts? Good call, bad call?
No, like you said, I agree with you. Good call for the Saints. Tough loss for the Lions. Like, you know, he's such a big, like, person with the energy and all that sort of stuff around the locker room, all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, great work by the Saints. Tough for the Lions. Tough to replace a person like that. But they are on the up, the Lions. So still bullish about it.
Still bullish. We'll see next year.
They'll be second in your division, I reckon.
I know. It's going to be hard to watch the Vikings drift, but that'll happen. will not be one bit hard. I'll fucking love it.
The Vikings drift upwards.
No, you can't drift. You can't drift up. You only drift down. But that is our picks that we've found quite interesting. I'm sure there's going to be more that we're going to speak of over the next few weeks. But I do have... Oh, that went really slow and it's not even happening. Yeah. I do have questions.
Before you get to that.
It'll come. It'll play when it plays. I can't stop it.
Or is it coming?
Yeah, no. Just on that, if there's any signings, trades, deals or anything you want us to discuss, hit us up. Hit us up on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, any of those, and we'll get into it.
Well, before you play it, don't play it yet.
It's not playing, so I can't even help it.
Perfect. I did have another little subcategory that I thought might be worth touching on. Others, so Lamar Jackson and Odell Beckham Jr. Do we see things happening with them, or maybe do we want to wait, see if things happen? Well, let's have a little discussion now.
Okay, Odell, I think he's so it come out that remember we
he had,
were
his,
so
own, he had his own little pro day, like he had his
yeah.
own.
Yeah, Danny, the cars around you are incredible lately.
Call the police.
There's children. Won't somebody please think of the children? Odell, it come out, we were so flabbergasted, why is no one signing him late last year? But it come out that he was kind of shipping himself around saying, look, honestly, I'm not quite ready, which I think good on him for admitting that and not going out. He probably didn't want to embarrass himself or, you know, hurt himself again. That's probably smart. But Wasn't quite. I think he's primed for someone who's, you know, whether he goes and swaps, you know, to the Jets, you know, get another weapon for Aaron, goes back to the Giants, you know, another weapon for Danny Dimes, or it's a team that's there, thereabouts. He's not going to a rebuild team.
No, he's going to a contender, without a doubt.
Yeah,
he's going
to could go to the Raiders. I could see another weapon, him and Devontae opposite. Like
he can kind of pick and choose, I think.
He has very much so.
Obviously. So
didn't he say last year that he's only going to a Super Bowl team?
He also said I'm only playing in playoffs. He has to play some actual regular season games.
I think obviously he kind of realized, all right, maybe I need to play a few regular
season games. Yeah, maybe one or two.
Maybe a couple.
He won't play every game. I reckon he'll have some time off because he is 30 now. He's getting old, but
spring chicken.
Yeah, I agree. Not all. Some of us, two out of three, are in the 30s.
Yep.
Very Annie quiet over there, young man.
Annie and Tina. And Lamar. What do we think's going to happen with Lamar? Like, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago.
Danny, you can take. I took Odell, so you take Lamar.
Yeah, Danny.
Lamar is the biggest question mark going around at the moment. Like, because obviously he's. He's communicating himself. He doesn't have an agent.
Oh, his mum's doing a lot of the communication.
His mum.
Is it Mama Jones?
You're right.
Mama Jones doing a lot of talking for him. It's just such a confusing situation because there's been numbers thrown out left, right, and center. Like he wanted, 220, and then like the actual number came out, it was like 150. He just wants guaranteed for as long as possible. And with what's gone on in the NFL at the moment, it's like you can have 2 years guaranteed and then we'll see. We'll rediscuss after that. So who knows what's going to happen with him. I wouldn't be surprised if he just ends up back at the Ravens.
I think that's more likely. That's the most likely that he'll end up there.
I said it to you a couple of weeks ago, Macca. I agree with that, Danny Boy. I reckon the Ravens, they've tagged him, but non-exclusively. So obviously other teams can have at him. I think the Ravens are going to use that to set the market. They're going to let other teams do the work, and then they'll just go, all right, we'll match it.
And that'll save 20, 30, 40 million, whatever. That is 100% what they're doing.
But even if they have to pay a little bit more than maybe what they thought, it's like they were very vocal about, oh, we've offered Lamar this and that, like in the...
Yeah,
130 and all that sort of stuff. If another quarterback needy team comes and offers him X, they'll just be like, oh, okay, all right, well, we'll match it. Obviously, they want to keep him. Like,
yeah,
and it just takes the conversation, like takes the negotiations out of
it. Yeah, because they'll be like, all right, well,
just let another team.
This is the market.
This is where the market's at. This is what you're getting, and it'd be like, all right, but yeah, so
that is 100% what they're doing.
Yeah, and you just hope like he doesn't get screwed over by representing himself and not having an agent kind of thing. But
yeah. Yeah, the only thing he will lose is I'm sure Mama Jones has got her ways in, but he wouldn't be able to ring up and say, do you know what, Atlanta or Houston have rang and said they're going to offer 220. Like, what are you going to do? Like, he won't be able to play them off each other.
You can't play these little like espionage spy game kind of things. Be like, put stories out here one way.
Yeah, that's it. Leak it to this Adam Schefter. This is blah blah blah.
Exactly right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, look, we'll see how it goes. It's definitely, and the crazy thing is, we might not get an answer this year. Oh, that's a big breaking news in the middle. What's going on, Cardi?
Megan just goes, just FYI, boys. I've said it publicly elsewhere, and we'll say it here for you. If the Seahawks pick up Jalen Carter at pick 5, I will no longer be a 12, and I will be joining the Ravens flock.
Wow, he's gotten a bit of trouble with the law.
How are we?
They reckon he's might possibly drop a little bit. I don't think he's done anything too wrong. He might have been involved. Someone passed away.
We don't want to get into any of that.
We'll
steer clear. But we can talk about Megan's reaction.
Yeah, huge.
Obviously,
the Ravens might have found a new member of the flock.
What, Megan, why the Ravens?
Yeah, why the Ravens? Interesting. Good talk.
How quick serve replies.
She's lightning.
Yeah, she is. Well, my media is not seem to be working, so we've got... I do have a couple of questions without notice.
Give us your best.
Questions without notice.
Danny,
Nice. I don't even have to bring that in later on and add it, so that's good. So, my questions without notice... Please feel free to jump in when Meegs lets us know why she's jumping ship. So a couple of these things, a couple of the questions that I've got, I'm actually going to get you to we spoke about how hard some of these divisions are going to be. I've got three divisions for you. And I want you boys both to rank, in your opinion, very early rankings, but I want you to rank who's going to be the best to the worst.
Oh, boy. All
right. So the first one is the NFC South. So this is possibly the worst division that we're going to have. So we've
It actually was the worst last year. So
there you go. So it's definitely going to be the worst again. So we've got the New Orleans Saints with Carr. We've got Tampa Bay, who have just signed Baker Mayfield, and they've got Kyle Trasker. Tasker, they're going to be playing off for the first. We've got Carolina, who's going to pick up the number one. He'll be there first.
And the Falcons, who are also in the market.
And we've got Atlanta, who...
they're making some moves.
Desmond Ridder, but they're making some moves. So, Cardi, you go first. New Orleans, Tampa Bay, Carolina, Atlanta.
Give me... you know what? Give me the Bucks.
Bucks to win. Oh! Okay, in a year to prove himself.
Yeah, I think so. Like,
I want a 1-2-3-4, not just a winner.
Oh, sorry. All right, well, the Bucks won. Look what he did when he went to the Rams on a fucking Wednesday.
Yeah, that was true.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so Bucks, Saints, Panthers, Falcons.
Okay. Danois.
I'm gonna go Saints because I want Carr.
You son of a bitch. I was hoping I wasn't gonna have to mention it.
No, I want Carr to perform away from the Raiders.
You know what? I would like to see that too. Like, yeah, I want him to do well.
Yeah, yeah. I think it'd be it's tough. It's tough to go 1-2-3. Yeah, I think it'd be
the shittest division of like.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is only going to get worse. If we're doing every division, I'm in trouble here.
Nah, we're only doing three.
Yeah, cool. So give me the Saints, Bucks, Falcons, Panthers.
Oh, Panthers. Number one's not going to do the job for them. They are making some moves, but. They have your man in the backfield, Miles. Who?
Oh, we didn't talk about it.
Hey, whoa, wait, let's not talk about it.
Okay. Hey, I had to sit under the fire. I had to sit under the coals for 25 minutes.
I did too.
Yeah.
On mission number 26.
Yeah.
No, why is your helmet facing that way, Danny?
No bad juju.
Why would you burn us?
All right, the second one, which...
Exactly, that's why they're last.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
It's all hate.
And that's why the Eagles will go downhill. No Miles, no Booby Sanders. The second one I wanted to see, which might ruffle some feathers in our chat, NFC West, San Fran with who knows as their quarterback. Purdy has just gone in for surgery. He's going to be 3 months before he's throwing again. Seattle with your man Geno. Arizona with a Kyler Murray. He's going to be out for at least the first few games. And then the Rams with maybe Stafford. Maybe there's been rumors that Stafford wants out. So
Stafford's back.
Who you reckon?
Easy. This is easy for me. Hawks 1, Rams 2. I think 49ers 3, Cards last again.
Cards are definitely last, I think.
Cards are last. I think the Rams are going to bounce Kyler. Back. Rams are going to bounce back. So Rams will be two, but yeah, definitely.
San Fran three.
Yeah, tough, but just a lot of exits, bit of questions on who's going to be QB. Okay. Like they're both coming back from pretty serious injury.
Yeah.
So
no one knows what. Everyone knows about Purdy,
who's going to be fit for round one kind of thing. Like
Sam Darnold might be a starter.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like so. That's why they're dropping. Like, you've only got 17 games, and it's a short season. So, it's the Seahawks division for the next. How long did Geno sign for? 3 years or 4 years?
Ooh, you're so bullish on him.
Hey, Geno's division for the next however long. He's my boy. And my boy. I love him.
I wasn't on last week's eps, but also, like, I want to shout out for Geno for, like, because he said that he wants to stay with the Seahawks.
Hell yeah.
Because they gave him the chance, so I'm all for that. I'm all for that signing. No, I think that was great.
You got it.
I think it was great for Seahawks and great for Geno. And in saying that, I'm also going, exactly the same as Cards, Seahawks, Rams, 49ers only. Otherwise, I'd flip it. I'd flip the Rams for 49ers only because we don't know what the quarterback situation is going to be looking like. If you ask me this day one,
that's the only danger.
You ask me day one of the week one when the game's actually kicking off and we actually know who's going to be QB. I might change this.
I'll be definitely asking you again.
I'm going off Stafford playing and San Fran still question marks. So
yeah, and I agree with that. So yeah, Seahawks, Rams, 49ers. Yeah.
Meigs loves that. Meigs is like, now we can be friends, Danny boy.
All over. And the,
why were you friends with
She hates you.
She has she guts. Yeah. I don't mention where you live for a reason. the last but not least, probably actually the best next year, will be the AFC East.
Of course.
New England with Mac Jones, Buffalo with old mate, forgotten his name. New York Jets with, we're saying Rodgers is there, all right? We're saying that Rodgers is there.
Yeah, yeah, he's definitely there.
And Miami with Tua, a healthy Tua.
Did you forget Josh Allen?
Yeah, I forgot him.
Did you forget Josh Allen?
Yeah, you tucked that up.
Yeah, I did, yeah. Josh Allen.
I was too busy thinking about the picks. How did you... Oh, mate.
I got him.
That's bad. Are you happy for me to go first again, Danny?
Yeah, mate, you can. Well, I like this because I can bounce.
I've got to go. It's the Bills division still. They are the one. I'm going to go the Jets at two. Jets at two, Dolphins three, Patriots four. I think Mac Jones is still figuring it out, even though trying to get in some weapons. Tua, question marks over the injuries and the head knocks.
But they're making some moves on their defense too.
They are. They are. The Dolphins have actually been pretty busy. But yeah,
Jalen Ramsey,
still the Bills division. Yeah, Jets third. Jets have got Jets have got a good stable of young players. I think the Jets are a bit of a danger in that division and that conference, the AFC. So yeah,
give me the Jets first.
Oh!
I love that. It's the biggest fuck you to Macca. Like, that's so good.
Yeah. All right, so thank you very much, everyone.
That's not even me trying to claw back the Jets fans and absolutely hate that on Twitter.
Yeah. No, we need to claw back some of them.
They don't know it's you.
This is they attacked my personal page, Cuts. They do know it's me.
They definitely know it's you.
Yeah, they did. They did.
It's not even for that. I just think when Aaron Rodgers does eventually get traded,
he will.
I think that's gonna. His leadership, all these young guns that are doing so well, signing of Lazard and all their other signings, they are going to be hungry. And I think it's like Super Bowl ring or bust for them. So I think they'll be trying to go all in for this year. I don't think don't get me wrong.
You're not picking up Aaron Rodgers and not going all in, are you?
No, well, that's right. Like, yeah, you
exactly. Well, because that's what Green Bay have fluffed around with for the past 4 years. And haven't really done anything with it. Yeah. You know?
There's a mute button on your page too, mate, just so you know.
Sorry, how many Super Bowls appearances have you had in the last 4 years?
Oh, come on, let's keep it friendly.
So, yeah, anyway, give me the Jets because I reckon they're going to be so, so hungry. So I can see them, you know,
I like where your head's at.
Bills, Dolphins because... Tour and injuries.
Yeah.
Just go hand in hand, which is unfortunate. Like, all we want is for him to have a healthy season so then we can actually see what the Dolphins can actually do.
And what is it? Tua can't play in the cold? Is that the other thing?
Oh, yeah. He's probably got small hands.
He played all right in his most recent game in the cold. As history would say, yes, he can't play in the cold. obviously the Patriots, unfortunately, are probably going to be...
Weirdly.
This could be a division like the NFC East this year where, you know, possibly three make it to the playoffs.
Well, that is possible, isn't it? Like, that's...
Yeah, that is mathematically possible.
As we've seen.
And just to throw a little, maybe a bit of juice, a bit of excitement your way, the AFC East have to play this year, the NFC East. So they've got the Birds who made the playoffs.
Two strong divisions going.
AFC East versus the NFC East.
Head to head.
And the AFC West. So they've also got Kansas. So that is a big three-way.
And the Raiders. You've got to be worried about the Raiders.
Sorry, and the Denver Broncos.
Right, that's what I thought you were talking about.
And the LA Chargers. So it is a big division to be in this year. You could...
Chargers are dead.
Huge.
Sorry, Lindos.
Yeah. Pappy's left the building.
He hitched the wrong wagon there.
But that is seriously like three huge divisions to be playing off to get against each other.
Yeah. Oh, that draw just, yeah, that's tough draw.
Tough for the, really feel for the Patriots. They're going to cop a flogging in a lot of games.
Yeah, that's
weird. Poor tough bastards.
Thanks for that, I think.
All right. And just to finish off, we have been going for an hour and a half, which is unbelievable. What? I just got a little bit of I don't know. I just want to get your opinion on the quarterbacks in both the AFC and the NFC. So this is, again, with Aaron Rodgers swapping sides. Listen to the AFC, and then I'll tell you the NFC, and you just tell me which side do you think has the better QBs.
AFC
have got... Okay, thank you. Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Joey Burrow, Josh Allen, possibly Lamar, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence, Tua, Russell Wilson. Oh, they've got Deshaun Watson on here. What the fuck are you doing? On the other side, Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott, Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins, Derek Carr, Matthew Stafford, Kyler Murray, Geno, your man, Danny Dimes, and Justin Fields. Which side are you thinking is the better of the two?
Do we even need to talk about it?
No.
Oh, so we all agree it's the NFC. Great. Yeah. Thanks.
I'm shattered my man is in the NFC, Geno, but obviously, mate, it's AFC every day of the week.
Yeah, and that doesn't even have the Love Boat in there. Like, he really pushes that up a bit.
The Love Boat. There you go. Come on.
The Love Boat yet to be proven.
Give the kid a chance. You guys have been so small.
The Love Boat might seem... Hey, what do you mean? I'm on board. The
cheesehead idiots. Give him a chance.
I'll be bullish. Don't you fucking worry.
But if he doesn't...
You know I will be bullish.
I'm just saying, if he doesn't do well year one, give him a chance. Like, you've been so spoiled.
Yeah. You'll be right. But yeah, like that is huge.
AFC all the way.
Huge differential between the talent at the top end.
It's almost like pretty much, aside from Geno, every tier one, every tier one quarterback is in the AFC.
Yeah, it's... I reckon Yalen's got a fair shout up there.
Hey. He's got something to say.
My bad.
He's got something to say.
My bad.
Every tier one. Well, you don't think he's tier one.
My bad.
No, arguing that he was going to be MVP of a Super Bowl that he lost.
My bad.
Is he not tier one? Against Mahomes.
I did forget about Yalen. My bad.
I do have the thing in front of me. You do not. So that's a bit hard.
Exactly right.
There is another QB that I think in the NFC side.
The sheer weight of numbers of tier one.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. Derek Carr, when he comes out and wins the AFC or the NFC's MVP this year, will be enormous.
Yeah, that'd be funny. That'd be great.
That'd be funny. I need some heat off me, all right?
No. You know that you're like the number one thing in the news cycle. It's all Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. All right. That's pretty much all I've got for us for today, boys. We do have some exciting news about next week. Any Karts, your thoughts on next week? What will we be?
We're back in the studio.
We will be.
In the studio.
Three of us together in the studio.
I'll be able to tell. One of you here, and I'll touch one of you here.
It'll be, yes, special occasions. We won't say why, but we will be in the studio for our regular.
We can say we've got a pretty exciting interview lined up.
Huge.
Yeah.
Very exciting. And we're that excited that we've decided to get in a studio with him, and then straight after that we'll do our weekly episode. So enormous.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's going to be good. Like, I think the results spoke for themselves. Getting in with the From Your Pocket crew, massive shout out to them.
Shout out.
So yeah, good. We'll looking to get a little partnership going with them in the future, maybe. Gussie. But obviously it's awesome to get in the studio. I don't think we'll be able to go live. Yeah, we're putting out a much better product. So, yeah, it's super exciting. It's good fun. And it's just, yeah, great being in the same room together.
Absolutely. Danny, thoughts?
Oh, like, obviously, I can't wait for that, as always. But don't forget, if anyone wants any of the gear as well, because I did post a photo of a certain someone in Tokyo surrounded by the lights in our T-shirts. If you want any gear, please reach out. Ideally to the Instagram, but if you don't have Instagram, you can reach out on Twitter. If you have Twitter, comments on the YouTube video. We'll get back to you. Any way that you contact us, we'll be able to get back to you.
T-Mac's number is 04...
00. 00.
No matter where you are in the world as well, if you want one.
I meant to ask you a question without notice for you. Did you have you shipped one to Johnny Feeney yet?
Not yet. He hasn't gotten back to us about his actual place of...
Johnny, come on!
Come on, Johnny. Get your shit together. We will hit him up again and say, come on, mate. We want a photo of him on his podcast with us wearing it.
Just slide into his DMs or something. And,
yeah. We do. But as he said, if it's too long, if it's not this big, he doesn't read it.
Yeah,
read
don't send him a long one.
I sent him one saying, what's your address? It was too long. Come out of there. He hadn't had a couple of beers and he was done. But we will get on to him and he will have one. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
He's going to send us $900, he said, or $300 for our shirt.
Oh,
yeah. Beautiful.
He only has to pay $35. It's incredible.
Beautiful. He's
paying tenfold. Yeah. So.
And as always, we've got some exciting guests coming up.
We do.
As well.
Yes,
we're working very hard, like trying to keep obviously the content coming for you guys. Getting like exciting guests, lots of Aussies, obviously, naturally, but we're trying to branch out into the, you know, a few of the American players and stuff as well. But trying to keep lots of content coming in this off season.
The content train will keep on rolling, don't you stress.
Choo choo, baby. Choo choo.
That's it. Get around it. I love it. But as always, boys, appreciate your time and your efforts. But make sure you let your friends and your family and your neighbors and maybe your Japanese friends, because I reckon they would have heard it from their families.
I was going to say let your American friends know, but Japanese.
Oh, American. Right? Yeah, nah. Yeah. And your Swiss friends, you can let your German friends know. They'll get around it. Anyone really? Actually, your Irish friends, because it's St. Paddy's Day for all those Irish fam out there.
That was too obvious. We should have.
That was, sorry. Make sure that's near the Guinness. Make sure you leave us a 5-star rating and a review. Set the little, I never remember what it is, the bell to know when we are live, bell. When we're on. Also, find us on all the socials, AGSAU podcast on Twitter, Tim Cardi, AGSAU, Danny Webb, AGSAU, at TMAC AGSAU, is that right?
Correct.
If you want to abuse us to personal ones.
Personal accounts. Yes. If you are going to abuse us personally, please direct message me.
Tag the podcast, tag Danny, get us the numbers as well. We don't care if you want to abuse us, but get us the likes and the follows.
Give us the impressions. Obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. Instagram, anygivensunday.au, TikTok, Facebook, Dabble is Any Given Sunday Australia, and YouTube for all those watching. Megs, well done. Any Given Sunday Australia podcast.
I was going to say, massive shout out to everyone that's jumped in the chat. Brendo, Cecilia, Megs, stayed through pretty much the whole way. So awesome to have you back in, Megs.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining in.
And appreciate the new sponsors and partners, American Connection and Nutcare.
Yes, American Connection with a K.
Yes.
Make sure you go on, use the code Any Given Sunday, 10% off.
And Nutcare with a C.
Nutcare with an N. But again, is it 10%
off? Same. Any Given Sunday, 10% off.
So same code, use those, treat yourselves, maybe get a present for someone. I don't know. A
couple of pills.
Significant other.
Yeah, if they need to sort out a certain area down
there. Obviously, clothing.
I was talking about American Connection.
Yeah, you're talking about
Connection. I was talking about getting some socks or some cleats. So
yeah, that's it.
What are you guys talking about?
Shoulder pads, you might get a bit rough. Nice, boys. Good work. Good luck to the Packers going forward, and love your work, boys.
All right, good stuff. Thanks, fam. Thanks for joining in.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah,